to our Community Connection in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And again, as I mentioned, I have the opportunity to welcome back to this microphone candidate for State Senate in District 29, Julie Daniels, candidate. Good morning.
Morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Monday morning. It's a pleasant Monday morning. And other than a increase in precip later on this week, looks like it's going to be a good week all the way around.
Which is good because some of the state's back in sort of a drought condition.
We are.
You know, that wavy line of wet and dry cycles in Oklahoma continues as it has throughout our history.
Yes, it has, and likely to continue the same way.
Certainly. Yeah. And it's good to have you back at the microphone.
Well, thank you very
Enjoyed
much.
Enjoyed your stand-ins, but it's good to wake up in the morning and hear Charlie's voice.
Well, I think any time that anything that takes us out of our normal routine, and it's just different, you know. So anyway,
yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Had a good time with connecting with the roots of Crime Stoppers, and that's not what we're talking about
really
this morning.
Really enjoyed. But I know, but I did really enjoy the banquet that you held this year, where you honored the law enforcement from throughout the county, both mm-hmm. county through the counties,
right,
the three county area, and then also local and county government. So that was really enjoyable.
Well, hopefully next year we'll include the state troopers along the way.
Yes, and a good way to raise some money for Crime Stoppers.
It is. Thank you very much, and thank you for your support. It's coming up on Election Day. I don't have the exact number of days, but the first Tuesday in November will roll around quickly for all of us.
Yes, and when I'm watching TV news and they say it's so many days to Election Day, I pause and go, oh my goodness, that's my race as well. It's all happening on that day.
It is.
Yes.
And of course, I'm sure you're out talking to the voters as you did during the primary, but now you're not limited to those who can vote in the primary.
Correct. Knocked on over 2,000 doors in the primary. Very gratified at winning the nomination of the Republican Party, and did a lot of knocking, not only in Bartlesville, but all areas of the district, which was really good, because if I should be honored to be elected, I have a better sense of all the different parts of District 29 that I would not have had I just concentrated on Bartlesville, where I know a lot of folks and kind of know the area pretty well after 30 years. But now I'm door knocking and hitting more independent and Democrat voters. And I think I mentioned to you out in the lobby, the seasons of thought on issues has changed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding people more sober in their reflection on, I'd really like to see this happen, but we're in a recession. I want to know why we're spending this, and can we get a better return? Are there places that we're wasting money? What can be done to improve this service, understanding that resources are limited? And even though the legislature did a masterful job of limiting the reductions,
right,
certainly we are one of the top oil and gas states in the nation. We are still suffering from that, and locally we know that very, very well. And so while that is a bit depressed, government has to respond in kind in terms of being very, very careful about allocating limited resources. And that's why the slogan that I came up with 16 months ago, putting taxpayers first, has held me in good stead throughout this campaign, and should I be elected, we'll do the same in serving everybody in District 29, because you have to put taxpayers first, because they're limited in what they can do right now. They're maxed out.
Mm-hmm.
And personal income in Oklahoma lagged the rest of the nation this last year. So we're not robust now. We need to pay more attention to what can we do to incentivize business in terms of rolling back regulations, getting out of their way, even while we wait for the price of oil and gas to recover somewhat. What can we do as a government to make sure we're not putting unnecessary constraints on those who can create jobs right now? Of course, the federal government is not making that easy. The new overtime rules that are destined to come in, I hope Senator Lankford is successful in at least hitting the pause button on that. Not good for growing business, growing jobs, and increasing incomes for any of us. And the healthcare issue continues to be a real thorn in the sides of everybody who would like to see more choices, the costs come down, and go back to more consumer-oriented care. So all those things play into what a state senator will have to deal with. And going back to knocking on the doors and the attitude of the voters, I'm sensing that more, a really thoughtful approach to the issues. Just yesterday, and of course I'm talking to Democrats and independents now as well as Republicans, but still yesterday afternoon, in the last couple of days, I've had somebody, a retired nurse, talk about drug education and how critical it is to very early on let young people know there are lifelong consequences to, you know, the use of any drug.
Sure.
And yet yesterday, somebody who wanted to see the marijuana question on the ballot, an entirely different perspective. But as a candidate, I can go home and I can take the notes on those and I can think about both of those positions and where my own political philosophy would play into making a decision as a legislature. So it's really good to have these contrasting viewpoints. And again yesterday, a younger person who, because of the downturn in the economy, has lost his job. So what was his greatest concern? The erosion of traditional values. Just fascinating to me that somebody can be in that circumstance, and yet they're thinking even more deeply than I would be, because I thought he'd want to talk about what can we do about this, that, or the other to improve his job prospects. But he was concerned about the erosion of traditional values. So people are so interesting, and this is a people-oriented job, and again, I won't be able to represent every viewpoint. That's why it's important for people to understand that I do believe in individual liberty and limiting government wherever possible and leaving to the market sector as much as we can and letting it flourish and grow. Puts more money in people's pockets, puts more money in the coffers of the state. But also that I can serve everyone. And many of the issues that have been brought to my attention, they're going into a database, and if it becomes official that I get to serve, I'm going to start tackling those issues. Find out, why does this happen this way? And just a little aside here on good government and effective use of your dollars. A couple of things in the past few months popped up. We have an agency in Oklahoma called the Board of Tests.
Yes.
I'd not heard of it before. Perhaps you have.
I heard of, but don't really know a lot about it.
Well, okay. I don't know exactly what all it does, but I do know that it made a terrible mistake here recently, and its commission, its volunteer commission, allowed the head of the agency to approve a piece of machinery that has to do with breathalyzing people who are stopped for alleged DUI.
Mm-hmm.
They did not follow the rulemaking process in adopting this piece of equipment, and someone challenged in court the suspension of their license, and they won because the state agency, paid for entirely by you and me, had not followed the rules. And now it calls into question literally thousands of DUI cases where law enforcement spent money, where the DA spent money, where we will now spend money as taxpayers dealing with the fallout of what a state agency did incorrectly. That frustrates me.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, we have a new director of corrections, Joe Alba.
Yes.
Earlier this spring, there was something in the paper about something in corrections who did get a little bit of extra money this year. We are lagging in addressing the needs of the Department of Corrections. And I thought I was going to hear the quote, "We need more resources. We can't do this without more resources." And I'm paraphrasing, but he said, "Who's looking out for the taxpayers here?" What a refreshing thing to hear from an agency head. I know I had the honor of 4 years of being on the Tourism Commission,
mm-hmm.
and at that time it was run by Debbie Snodgrass. She's
right.
Now the Secretary of Commerce. And her attitude was, what is our mission? They are cutting our budget. We may or may not think of ourselves as a core service. What are we going to do with less money to continue to address the mission of the Department of Tourism and Recreation?
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of attitude that we need from those who work for the taxpayer, whether they're elected, like I hope to be, or whether they are in an administrative capacity. So those are the kinds of things that are informing me as I walk door to door in this glorious weather and talk to more and more voters. And, you know, it's only, what, 40, 50 days away?
Yeah, so, I wasn't sure exactly, but I'll say something between 40 and 50.
Yes, yes, I know I've got 5 weekends left. And I'll be door knocking today. My friend just texted me and said she would drive me today. I've had a couple of young volunteers who took to driving me around towards the end of the primary, which allowed me to, you know, cover more ground in a shorter period of time. Just wanted to let folks know also, while it's on my mind, you will have an opportunity to hear from both my opponent and me at the League of Women Voters Forum, which is scheduled for Thursday, October 13 at 7 o'clock in the Bartlesville City Council Chambers. And while the League asks some questions, they take questions from the floor. You know, you've got to register by October the 14th.
Yes.
I've handed out voter registration forms several in the last few days. It is time to start addressing the state questions. I noticed that the Ulaga Lake Leader newspaper, which is part of District 29, they had the full-page ballot language and the references to the legislation, where appropriate, that authored that language. It's time to start looking at those things. They aren't easy, and it's a very diverse range of topics.
And several of them are similar that people need to look at, you know, as far as whether they prefer, and I don't remember the numbers, but question number 123 versus question 125.
Right, yeah, right. And I have a Facebook page, Daniels OK Senate, and I have posted links to the Secretary of State with the ballot language, links to the state chamber, links to the Oklahoma Council for Public Affairs, different groups who put the pro and con. And they try to be objective as possible, but obviously, you know, the state chamber will have a pro and con that may be more business related, and Council of Public Affairs may have something that may be more conservative philosophy related, and then you've got the Secretary of State link. So that's one place you can go. And also, it's yard sign time.
It is.
You know, we have a contested city council race in some parts of the community, so those signs are popping up. And if you happen to have one of my yard signs from the primary, you know, about a week from now would be a good time to put that out. Being a former city councilman, I stress that if you have a sidewalk, put it on the yard side of your sidewalk and not in the right of way. And be as good as you can about putting it in the appropriate place. If you want one, you know, text me, 918-331-7267. Call or text me. Email me at julie@danielsoksenate.com. Go to my Facebook page, Daniels OK Senate. Post on there. Send me an what do they call those on Facebook? iMessenger?
Instant Messenger, sure.
Instant Messenger. Send me one of those. And we'll make sure that you get a yard sign, because I would really like to have those go up here about 21 days out.
And I think as a city councilman, you probably would also echo that if you're putting them along other property other than yours, make sure you have the permission of the...
I was sending out text yesterday, and as I was waiting to come in here, I got one from a business owner who said, yes, you may use that spot again. Yes, very important to ask permission. So those are some of the things coming up. And we had the lieutenant governor in town a week or so ago.
Yes. I'll tell you what, let's cover that topic right after we hear these words on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 K1, continuing our time with the candidate for State Senate District 29, Julie Daniels. And you just mentioned before we took the commercial break that the Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb was in town for a fundraiser. And well, I had the opportunity to talk with him. And while he probably would not officially call it an endorsement, he certainly had a lot of good words to say about
it. Very kind words, and from somebody I have a great deal of respect for. served with him when I was on the Tourism Commission. He presides over the Tourism Commission, got to watch him in action on, you know, the ground level there with one of our agencies, but also have got to know him, his time in the Senate. He was quite a close colleague of Senator Ford.
They were elected to the Senate at the same time.
That's right. And at one time when he was campaigning for lieutenant governor, he and his wife were up here, and we happened to, they were just going to go home, and they weren't in a hurry, so we all went to dinner. And, you know, when you get to sit down and talk with somebody and get to know Monica, and just really fine, fine people. He's come up here with his small business summit. He's come here with his tourism summit. So he's very engaged, and his office reached out and said, we'd like to come spend the day campaigning with you and help you out. And so we had a town hall in Nowata, which didn't have a large attendance, but we sat in a circle and really had a back and forth conversation. And I got to hear his position on some of the issues, some of the state questions, and then came to Bartlesville. And I chose locations, obviously couldn't go all the places I'd like to go, chose locations where people had been very good to me, and so I wanted to take our lieutenant governor to see them, or small business people, or some place to say thank you. So we were at Wesleyan Christian School. We were at the police department. That's where you met up with us during shift change, because it's really important for us to honor law enforcement and understand what a difficult job they have. And of course, he has a background. Lieutenant Governor has a background
having
in law enforcement.
Having served with the Secret Service. Yeah.
Correct. And then we went to see some downtown businesses. Brian Kennedy, a friend and a supporter for a long time, you know, my insurance agent. And he's also very involved with his church, St. John, and the St. John Schools. We talked business, education issues there with him. Then took the lieutenant governor over to PDG Plus Creative. Mm-hmm. Andrew Olson, great businessman, fellow conservative, likes to talk on a broad range of issues. And he showed the lieutenant governor around his place up there in the Pioneer Building. Then we went down to see Max Zavala, the young entrepreneur from Nowata High School, and they sat down and had a nice conversation. Went to Republican headquarters, ended up with a Boys and Girls Club Teen Center. Good back and forth with our teens there. Like to have them, give them the opportunity to meet these people that come into town. So all in all, just a really good day for the campaign, and I appreciate his support. I also appreciate from the primary that I received the endorsement from Dr. Coburn and from Dr. Piper and from John B. Kane, another one of our local business leaders. And so building on that now, trying to go out and help people to understand that, again, I will serve everyone and be very serious about all the issues. If they're important to you, they're important to me enough that I need to study and understand and be able to come back to the constituents and say, here's a different perspective, here's something you might not have thought of, here's the way it's done in state government now. Is that a good way or a bad way? Not unlike what I did for 9 years on the city council. Learned a lot when people came to me with questions. That's how I learned more about city government, was through the eyes and concerns of the constituents.
So echoing what I think I hear you saying, it's the give and take with the taxpayer, with the voter, that has, we all have slightly different point of view on any issue. And it's those shades of gray, that slightly different point of view that can inform your opinion.
Exactly. And I'm still, you know, go back to a basic political philosophy of individual freedom and limiting government, because government does spend your money. So that's also a purse, pocketbook sort of issue with me, but understanding that there's a way that you can always look at doing things differently that might save money, better spend the money that we have, and free up money to spend someplace else. So all those things inform me as I walk about, and I argue with myself a lot, Charlie. Yes, if you see me talking to myself as I leave somebody's door, it's okay, they said this and I believe this, so let's argue both sides of that. It's the blessing of a legal education to always want to argue both sides and then see when the dust settles where I come out on something. Oh, and another thing. We do tend to talk ourselves down. And when you look at some of the issues that are on the, you know, the front page all the time, and you look at those issues in other states, as I've begun to do, they face the same issues.
Problem is, state government are very similar.
So sometimes when things aren't going good, you tend to just talk yourself down and talk yourself down to the point that you think you're lagging everybody everywhere. But if you look at other states, it's not the case. But let's look at some positive things.
Let's do that.
The Cato Institute recently came out with its assessment of freedom in the individual states. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma ranked third, number three in freedom. I think that's a pretty good thing.
Sounds great.
Secondly, Governing Magazine recently came out and commended Oklahoma for its addressing of the funding of our pensions. This is very important to our retired teachers. Prior to the Republican majority coming into the state legislature, pensions were well underfunded, and of course, that's money you have to, those are obligations. And so they've slowly over the years addressed that, and so they went from maybe 40% funded to 63% funded. I may have the percentages incorrect, but that's gotten the notice of people who focus on good governing, and that's a good thing for us, particularly in a recession, because if you were having to make up those dollars from someplace, it could very easily have come from, you know, a retired teacher's pension check.
Sure.
But the commitment was made. Just as several years ago, they made the commitment to roads and bridges. We are going to increase funding every year to this and start looking at this backlog of infrastructure needs and bridges. Are we there yet? No. Will you ever be there? No. You'll get up there and then you'll go back and start doing the next round of projects, just as a city does. But still, as a government, as a legislature, these critical things have begun to be addressed. So I see positive things out there. I see things to look forward to. It's not all a burden, but it's very serious work, and it's challenging because 77 state agencies, 70, that's as many counties as we have.
How about that?
Yes. So there might need to be a few fewer of those. There might need to be some combining of resources and trying to save money and stretch that tax dollar.
If you have not yet knocked on a taxpayer's door, that is a registered voter in District 29, they can get a hold of you and ask a question via your website, via the emails you've already mentioned, right?
That's right. Julie@DanielsOKSenate.com is my email. My cell phone number, 331-7267, and my Facebook page, Daniels OK Senate, and I will respond to comments or messages that are put up there.
League of Women Voters Forum on the 13th.
Yes, sir.
That will be in the city council chambers. I invite people to attend in person. We will also broadcast the forum, but if you want your questions in the line, you have to write them out down at City Hall.
Yeah, that's correct. And again, look forward to meeting more voters on the campaign trail. Do be in touch with me. I need all the input. It's a good way to prepare. And hopefully, I will be honored with a victory on November the 8th. I would appreciate everyone's vote. I will serve you to the very best of my ability and represent as broad a range of perspectives as I possibly can. At the end of the day, I'm prepared to make decisions. And based on what I've learned from all the voters, I believe I'll be able to do that with fairly good judgment.
Well, thank you very much. Candidate for State Senate District 29, Julie Daniels, with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
And good Monday morning to you. Looking sunny and fairly warm today with highs around 85 in the Bartlesville area. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows down to 61. For Tuesday, a 30% chance for some afternoon and evening showers and storms. Some of those could be on the strong side, highs around 86. We continue with storm chances through Wednesday and Thursday, highs remaining in the 80s. Then a cold front moves through as we head toward Friday morning, bringing with it a nice cool down, highs in the mid-60s for Friday afternoon. That's a look at your storm shield forecast. I'm Two Works for You meteorologist John Haverfield.
And to 53 degrees at AM 1400 K1, and the Overcomers on the way in just a moment.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community.